Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Tell you a funny story. I texted Brooksy, you know, congratulations on another great finish. I mean, what he's done in the last four major championships and has been just unbelievable. He'd be so consistent, so solid. So he's been in contention to win, you know, each and every major championship. And I said, hey, dude, you know, you mind if I, you know, tag along and play a practice round? I've heard nothing.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Tiger Woods. He's been ghosted by Brooks Koepka. pretty amusing.
It's Tiger.
He had it coming. And we're delighted to welcome in Mark Rolfing. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Live coverage of the 148th Open Championship begins tonight. Well, it's actually tomorrow morning at 12:30 our time on the Golf Channel. And, of course, an unprecedented 410 hours surrounding the Open, led by NBC Sports Group's coverage from the first tee shot through the final putt from Royal Port Rush. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark.
I am great, guys. Thanks for having me. And how's everybody in America's greatest golf town today?
Oh, we're all excited. You know, it's funny. Tiger is so clever. Obviously, he congratulates Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka's caddy is a member of Royal Port Rush. So maybe Tiger's not played there. The tournament hasn't been in Northern Ireland since 1951. So maybe it's maybe Brooks Koepka's wise to ghost him and to not bring him along and give him some tips.
I totally think he is. Yeah, Tiger certainly didn't care about really playing with Brooks as much as he wanted to play with Ricky Elliott and just follow him around and see where to go. And he would have wanted to do that today, because the first 3 days I was here, Sunday through Tuesday, it was 70 degrees, 5 miles an hour of wind, and sunny skies, and now it is raining sideways. It's blowing 15 to 20 miles an hour. Proper open weather is here, so let's get this thing started.
So the conditions are one thing, Mark, and I think everybody expects that a little bit when you're dealing with the British Open. The other thing is the course, and it's certainly the first time since 1951 that the British Open's been in Northern Ireland. What's the course like? How does Lynx Golf translate into this major, and who does it benefit?
I love the course. It's maybe the best course outside of St. Andrews that I have seen for any of these championships. People are going to be amazed. It's the greenest links I've ever seen. Usually the links are brown. This one is green. So it's in tremendous condition. It's also got a lot of elevation changes. So where you typically would see players trying to run the ball into a lot of the greens areas and bounce it up, you're not going to be able to do that as much here. It is a wonderful test of golf, and I think if the wind starts blowing, this thing could be a beast. It looks like it could play really tough to me.
And the favorite, a 9-1 favorite, is Rory McIlroy, for obvious reasons. It's a home game for him. And then Koepka is the second favorite, and at about 10-1, and then it kind of drifts out from there.
Yeah, you know, Rory is interesting. There's more pressure on McIlroy than any player in the field. There's no question about that. And sometimes that can be a detriment. But in Rory's case, I think, you know, he is situationally motivated at this point of his career. He is not going to get up for every tournament every week. He just doesn't have the drive, I don't think, to be the best player in the world week in and week out. He's got a lot of other things he likes to do in his life. So he will be situationally motivated, and this is one week that he will. The question is he going to be good enough around the greens? If there's a weakness, it's his chipping and little pitch shots around the greens. And these are some of the most demanding green complexes I have seen. So Rory's ball striking is going to have to be good, because I'm not sure his short chipping game can hold up. He played great tee to green last week in Scotland, but really didn't chip the ball great.
And according to some reports, Mark, Tiger Woods is going to adjust to those greens by carrying a second putter around. New putter, trying that out at the British Open. Is that a good idea? Do you think that'll make an impact?
Who knows? You know, I didn't think Tiger looked particularly sharp the first couple of days that I was here. He was moving a little bit slow, I thought, and yesterday he picked it up. The swing speed was up. It looked good in his practice session yesterday. Now, given his physical situation, particularly with his back, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play at all today. I would think the better the weather, the better Tiger's chances are. I don't think this cool, windy, rainy weather is going to do him any favors.
Yeah, you know, we just played the fun part of his interview where he talks about being ghosted. He also said in that same press availability that it took a ton out of him at this age to have won a major, and that he had to gear up to it and get there for it and meet that moment, and it's just not something he can do like he used to when he was a young man.
No, 20 years ago, Tiger would have forgotten about his Masters win on the Monday morning after and been focused on the next tournament, but that's not Tiger anymore. And I really think one of the big differences is the way Tiger is dealing with the fans and the people around him in the game. Before, I felt like he only wanted to win for himself, and maybe his dad, maybe his family, some of that. But now, I think Tiger truly appreciates just what he means to the game and how important that Masters win was. And certainly when he got to Bethpage for the PGA a month after that, he was not ready at all to play. So people that are talking about being surprised that he's only played three tournaments since his Masters win, I'm not surprised at all, because I really think he wanted to enjoy what he has accomplished and forget about whether he's going to tie Nicklaus's major championship record or whatever. He won the Masters again, and let's let him enjoy it a little bit.
Mark, Phil Mickelson went on social media and shared with everybody how he hit the hard reset, he called it, and he's fasting in trying to get in better shape for the British Open. He's not been good lately. What do you expect out of Phil this week?
I don't know. You know, he's the mad scientist. Here's a guy, you know, who does a fast just like he would put two drivers in the bag one day and then the next day have no drivers, as opposed to maybe having one driver, which most golfers would have. But that's Phil. He just loves, you know, being the mad scientist. If you look at the last couple of years for Phil, he's played great early in the year, won twice early last year and early this past year, and then by April or May he was done for the year. And I don't know, it just seems to me like that's a pattern that we're going to see with Phil as he gets later in life. He's 49 years old. I don't know, I don't have high expectations for Phil this week.
Brooks Koepka, conversely, has a chance to finish first or second, and it's kind of his own, forget Tiger Slam, it'd be like a Brooks Slam if he can pull off a first or second place finish here. How good is he right now? I mean, you heard what Tiger said there. He's absolutely right. This guy's been unbelievable.
Really has. He's been 1-2, 1-2 in the last four majors. He prepares for these majors better than any other player right now, including Tiger Woods. And he is much more a tactician and strategist than people give him credit for. People look at him, and he's so big that they think he's a bomber and gouger and plays nothing but power golf. That couldn't be further from the truth. He does not get up for regular tournaments like he does for the majors, and therefore he's fresh when he gets to these things. I love his attitude. He really keeps things simple, and I'm making him the favorite again this week.
The 148th Open taking place tomorrow through the 21st at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. NBC Sports will dedicate 410 total hours surrounding the Open, the most ever, with 200 hours of linear programming coupled with 210 complimentary hours of streaming coverage, including featured holes and marquee groups, spanning from Thursday's opening tee shot through Sunday's final putt. And the network's Emmy-nominated tournament coverage will feature nearly 50 live hours annually, the most live coverage from any golf event.
So, Mark, can a guy like Matt Kuchar, who shot an opening round 63 at the Scottish Open, make a run? Who else is out there that might be a dark horse pick to emerge this weekend?
You know, with the weather going to be the way it is, I think there's as many as 50 players. It's a much more wide-open championship when the conditions are tough. If it were calm, I would only say there's a dozen guys or so that could win. Now I think there are 50, and Kuchar is one of them. But I'm kind of liking the European players. They play in this much more than the Americans do. If it's like this in America, people just don't play golf that much. But here they embrace it. And so there's a level of European players that I really like. I think John Rahm has a real good chance of hoisting the claret jug this week. But there's also a whole group of players: Matt Wallace, Rafa Cabrera Bello, Matthew Fitzpatrick, a number of these Euros that are just kind of waiting to bust loose in a bad weather, tough condition open would give them that opportunity.
And that's all fine and well, and I know the claret jug means a lot to people, but the top 70 players in the world will really face the ultimate test when they come to Chicago, our biggest golf event of the year, on August 13th to the 18th, Medina Country Club, on the 13th through the 18th. Kids 16 and under getting free. Adult ticket starts at $30. Visit BMWChampionship.com today. Is this just a setup, Mark, for the BMW Championship? Is that the way we should look at it?
You know, it's interesting. The Open is now the last major of the year. Here we are, third week in July, and the Open signifies the major championship season is over. I think this is really going to help the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour. We already know that they've now moved from September back to August, which is really going to be before the football season and generate a lot of interest. I played out in Medina in the Robbie Gold celebrity event a couple of weeks ago, and the place is looking great. The anticipation level is really high, and I just think this BMW Championship in Chicago is going to be a corker this year. And I think the fact that the major championships are all done as early as they are now is really going to help the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Great stuff, Mark. As always, thanks a ton, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.